Awesome. Thank you so much, Mindy. I really appreciate you hosting tonight, greeting everybody, and welcome everybody to our Wednesday Meet the Owners conference call. My name's Amy Venner, and I am one of the owners and founders here at Purium, and I'm used to always doing these calls with David, so I feel kind of weird being here on the line to be talking to you about something that maybe we're not really thinking about. And I know the title of the call is kind of protecting yourself or learning about radiation in the age of Fukushima, but really this is something that has been going on even before Fukushima happened, and Fukushima just kind of put a spotlight on it. And it's something that here at Purium, we're all about education, and we're all about putting information out there and then making wise decisions based on that information. And Robin Randolph, who is a great lady that we have known for years and years and years, I think I remember 15 years ago doing a cooking demonstration with her when her name, and she's been into living foods for years and years and years. Just a wonderful lady. She's been in Purium at least 10 years. And her husband, Jeff Randolph, and herself have written a book. And we're so sorry that she was not able to join us here on the line tonight because she lives in the UK and it's 2 o'clock in the morning. So it just wasn't workable for her to be on the call with us tonight. But the information in this book, the book is called Pure 5 to 2 Transformation in 21 Days by Robin and Jeff Randolph. And it's a great publication, and she's got some great information, and a lot of her information ties back to Purium products. She's been using these products for over 10 years and has written previous books that we've carried in our line called Rawsome Recipes, which talked about cooking with Purium products and other living foods. But this book, it's a really great book, and there's a chapter that really section in the age of Fukushima. So I'm going to get from her book tonight and then weaving in and talk about how about radiation aspect and probably lead or open your conversation about protection from radiation. But it's something that you can know, you can feel good about, and if the conversation leads that direction, how Purium products play a role and how the products that we do lead with and the star products in line actually play a role in protecting us every day from radiation. So, you know, living on planet Earth, it is absolutely impossible to escape radiation. You know, even if we live in the most organic, pure, pristine home without chemicals, if we walk outside, we're going to be exposed to background radiation from cosmic and radiation from natural radio of minerals on Earth. So if we live on Earth, even if we go to great lengths to protect ourselves from chemicals and protect ourselves out of x-rays or things to stop some amount of exposure. And additionally, dangerous man-made sources of radiation contaminate our environment. Since July of 1945, there's been over 2,000 atomic bombs exploded on Earth. And the 550s and the 60s released finally this really finely powdered radioactive debris. So this stuff has been going on in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, man-made radiation, as well as the natural stuff that occurs from the decaying, refining, and the transmutation, the exchanging of radioactive fuels. And so in the world, we have like disaster focus, but it's out there. It's in our world. And to top off, she says in her book that even so-called conventional weapons now utilize depleted, in quotation marks, uranium. And this can be turned into a powdery, toxic dust when used and has widely contaminated countries like Iraq. So, you know, this is a problem, and we are so blessed to be living in the United States. But even for us, not in war-torn countries where conventional weapons are being fired off, we still are exposed. And so just as we have polluted our planet with chemical pollution, you know, from factories and our cars and industrial agriculture, we have also contaminated the earth with these man-made, you know, radioactive contaminants. But one difference, and this is a huge difference, because a lot of times we don't think about things that we can't see. When we see them, we recognize it. When we see a car come at us down the street, we know to run. When we hear the horn honking at us, or we hear the whistle like of a train coming, we look up, we alert, we see the danger, we react. It's that fight or flight mechanism kicks in. Our brain can process it. When we can see it or we can hear it, we know there's a danger. But what we need to know about these radioactive contaminants is that it is invisible. We can't see it, but it could kill us. And that's really scary because we kind of program ourselves to think, can't see it, we don't hear it, it's not big, bad, and scary. And you know what? That's what we just want to have this call as an awareness, that there is something out there, natural and man-made, that can be a big deterrent for our health. Now, it's not like a car that's going to run you over and send you to the hospital today, because we are lucky. We live in the United States. We are not being exposed to as much as some other places, hence Iraq. But continuous exposure over time may cause us to not have that optimal health that we are desiring. And as we grow older, it begins to add up. And so this is an invisible, unseen, yet it can be devastating to our health. So again, we can see a factory, we can see a coal-fired power plant spewing smoke in the air, and so we're like, don't be pollutant days. But we're not really talking about the radioactive contamination that cannot be seen but can have catastrophic effects. So, you know, there's natural sources of this radiation also that man really can't control as far as cosmic rays and minerals and stones. These are external sources of radiation. Now, when you take your kid to the dentist, or when you go to the dentist, or when you break your arm, what do they want to do? They want to x-ray you. And so those are man-made sources of radiation. Of course, they put the little heavy coat thing on you when they x-ray your teeth, but we still are being exposed to limited amounts of radiation. So workers in nuclear power plants, they wear protective suits, but they still receive significant doses of external radiation. And the atomic blast victims near Ground Zero at Hiroshima and Nagasaki received massive external doses of radiation. And the scientists correlated their survival statistics with the amount of radiation received when the bombs exploded. And so there's some really interesting scientific data on this, that this was recorded, and so it's easy to measure and quantify the amount of external radiation we all receive in our environment. This is commonly done by the nuclear industry, and this data is used, honestly, to prove that nuclear power is safe. So when someone's got a real vested interest in something, is there a chance, and this is just a question we want to ask ourselves, when someone's got an extreme vested interest in something, are their scientific results completely unbiased? You know, it's when the Dairy Council, and I certainly don't want to pick a fight with any dairy drinkers, but it's when the Dairy Council produces all this stuff that says, you know, dairy is so great, and some people that are dairy alternative or anti-dairy say, no, dairy produces phlegm or it produces congestion in the body, but the research that the Dairy Council is sending out says absolutely not, and it's talking about all the beneficial parts and perhaps leaving out the information that might be considered negative. And so that's just a question, that if most of the research is coming from the industry, is it unbiased research? So, but the real danger from the man-made nuclear contamination in our environment comes from internal emitters and not external radiation. So here's a good way. Let's visualize the difference between an internal emitter and not external radiation. So imagine that you are standing next to a wood-burning stove on a cold winter day. So we can all imagine that. We can all imagine we're cold. We've walked up to this stove. We're starting to get warm. So it's well-soaked. It's glowing red, and you can feel the heat on your face, and it's making your clothes hot. Okay, we've all been there. We've all done that. This is an example of external radiation, and it's super easy to measure. When you walk away, your exposure to the heat stops. Okay, we all get that. This is external radiation. The dose is controllable by changing your proximity to the source. So when you get that X-ray, you're being exposed. When you're out of the chair, you're not. And so we do that twice a year, and it's perhaps, you know, not that big a deal. Now imagine that this stove is fueled by magic wood that burns instantly without needing air. Open the door, reach in the fireplace, shovel, scoop out some of the coals in the shovel, smash them into a fine powder with a hammer. Next, take these finely powdered coals, which are still burning because we're giving an example here that they're magic. We're talking about them. We're talking about this radiation. Inhale it. Put it in your food, eat it, and rub it all over your body, and each microscopic-sized burning particle does not make enough heat to be measured, but its effects are felt by your cells right next to it. So what it's saying is that this radiation, again, it's going back to the point that we can't see it, we can't even feel it, but it's there, and that it is perhaps doing damage to the cells that it comes in contact with. And so this is exactly what's happening with the man-made radioactive contamination in our environment. And so due to these man-made sources I've talked about a minute ago, every American and every person in the Northern Hemisphere has radioactive particles lodged in their tissues, and we're continuously exposed to various types of low-level radiation. So according to a very outspoken nuclear scientist, Christopher Busby, that internal radionuclides cannot be assessed by the current radiation risk model. So this scientist, who's not part of industry, he is a nuclear scientist, but I'm going to guess he's not employed by industry, because he's making a claim that we don't even have a scientifically valid method to measure the radiation that we are currently exposed to. So we all know what the problem is. We're talking a lot about the problem, but what we want to hear is, what can we do? So we set the stage here. Probably I used too many words and quoted too much from the book, but we set the stage to say there is a problem. It's a problem that maybe we are aware of, maybe we're not aware of, and now we've become aware. So what can we do? What can we do? And we do know that just in the recent history, that we had the biggest industrial catastrophe in the history of mankind, and that was Fukushima, and national 50, it could be 50 to 100 Chernobyl is what some scientists are saying. And so, again, what can we do? There is scientifically documented empirical evidence that says that diet can purge your body, cleanse your body of radiation. It can heal your body of radiation poisoning. And we know this because we know that God and Mother Nature made us and made fruits and vegetables and phytochemicals and foods that, when given to the body in the right ratios, the body can do anything. The body is a miracle in itself. And this is something that we have been talking about for 20 years here at Purium. And here it just plays itself out again in such a beautiful way. And so there was a scientist that he was in, so one of the first examples of how proper diet could mitigate the effects of radiation occurred in Nagasaki, Japan, after the atomic bomb blast. And so this doctor, he was a medical doctor. He was the director of the Department of Internal Medicine at a hospital in Nagasaki, fed his staff and his patients a strict diet of brown rice, miso, tamari, soup, wakame, kombu, and other seaweeds. He also had them eat pumpkin, Chinese cabbage, fresh fruits, and sea salt. Now check this out. He prohibited the consumption of white flour, sugar, and any kind of sweets. So he said sugar and sweets were forbidden. He used the word forbidden because they suppressed the immune system. So he knew this a long, long time ago in Nagasaki, Japan. And we know this today. We know that these foods can wreak havoc on our immune system. And that is one of the reasons why we created our flagship package and product called the 10-Day Transformation, so you can break your addiction to foods. Because I have to say, it's even happened with myself, the things that we're most addicted to are some of the things that are the most weakening to our immune system. And that could be, you know, pastry goods and sugar and sweets and coffee and things of that nature. And so, you know, we, even though you didn't realize it perhaps, is that by having somebody do a transformation, by doing a transformation yourself and cutting out white flour, sugar, and sweets for those 10 days, you dramatically boosted your immune system. You think you might just be losing weight. So now you're thinking, wow, that's A. Sandoval. He's very tricky. But, you know, we realize that's the kind of impact we want to make. We want to change lives. We want to heal people and have people live long lives free of disease, but they weren't really listening to us. We couldn't get our message across because it's not so fun to talk about the metabolic effect that our foods can have on the body, but everybody was willing to listen when we talked about weight loss. So, yeah, you may be thinking Dave Sandoval and David Litt, yeah, they were really tricky, but you know what? It's working because people come to us looking to lose weight and they change completely. That's the reason we use the word transform. They transform their mind, body, and spirit and emotions actually as well as they go through the program and they cut out these other things as they break their addiction to food. And as this doctor proved in Japan many years ago, by cutting those things out, you can boost your immune system. And so because of this diet, because of what he gave them and what he prohibited them from eating, he saved everyone in the hospital, while many other survivors perished. They passed away from the radiation sickness in Nagasaki, Japan, when a bomb was dropped there many years ago. And since the diet was low in calories but rich in nutrients, does that sound familiar? It helped to promote cellular repair through something called autophagy. Now, we're not going to get into the scientific definition of autophagy, but it's something that you can look up, you can Google it, and it's basically, it's the catabolic mechanism that involves cell degradation of unnecessary or dysfunctional cellular components. But it actually will take those degraded cells, so imagine this, you have damaged, degraded cells from radiation sickness, and it will actually recycle them. It will break them down in a catabolic manner, recycle them, get them out of the body so they can't wreak havoc on your body any longer. So that's what he realized was happening. Now, I mean, does this sound familiar? And how many years ago was a bomb dropped on Japan? This is what we're talking about today. And so when we talk about Purium is based in history. Purium is based in empirical evidence. This is nothing new. We just combine it in an easy-to-use package. When you give your body few calories but rich in nutrients, miraculous things occur. And that is happening with all these beautiful testimonials, these hundreds and thousands of testimonials that are coming in every month of people going on the transformation. By including these foods, by excluding white flour, sugar, and sweets, this doctor was able to prove that he eliminated the radionuclides through chelation and then elimination from the body. So it's amazing. It's amazing what food can do. And so, again, believing that God and Mother Nature put a perfect person, a perfect body on this earth and put perfect foods to feed us, we just have to find the right ones. We have to kind of just nudge ourselves into making better choices. And a Purium transformation and Purium products make it really easy to begin to make those better choices in your life. And you just nudge your way into it. Don't judge yourself. Don't judge others. Nudge your way into it. Start doing it. The beneficial effects will begin to accumulate. Cellular regeneration will begin to occur. You will feel amazing, and you will keep nudging yourself in that direction, which will ultimately lead to a long life free from disease, a happy, healthy, long life free from disease. And that's what we've been preaching about for 20 years here at Purium. And it's so nice to see validation from Oscar. So many years ago, he might have been using slightly different foods, although he said a lot of fruits and a lot of vegetables and seaweeds. And so we're basically saying the same thing. And so let's talk a little bit about some specific things in the Purium products that you consume. This doctor talks a lot about seaweed, that seaweed is able to neutralize radioactive isotopes in the body because they bind to the sodium alginate in the seaweed and they are excreted. We do have Atlantic kelp, because you may say, well, I don't want seaweed grown in the Pacific if I've got additional radiation coming. So in our Best of Greens product, which is an amazing, just straight green food, if you love cruciferous vegetables, spirulina, wheatgrass, barley, seaweed, I forgot what I'm missing there, broccoli sprout, if you want just the most synergistic and complete green food without anything else added, try our Best of Greens powder. You're going to get the seaweed that has that binding effect to bind those radioactive isotopes and to excrete them out of the body. He also says, or just eat seaweed. Eat seaweed. He also says that cruciferous vegetables, now how many times have we heard Dave Sandoval talk about cruciferous vegetables? And then how many times do we go home and the cabbage has kind of gotten a little brown and soggy, it's not crisp anymore, and the broccoli has gotten a little too yellow, you don't really want to cook it, and we've looked in our pantries and we've just let all this organic vegetables that we bought go to waste, and then we feel horrible about ourselves. I know that happens to me. Cruciferous vegetables are an amazing thing. But if you look in the Purium product, Best of Greens as well, More Greens, we have a good amount of cruciferous vegetables. And this doctor says by eating cruciferous vegetables, kale, cabbage, broccoli, etc., regularly, the radionucleosides present in foods will be prevented from being absorbed in the body. So let's say that again. Let's write that down. You know, our mother, our grandmother, our great-grandmother said, eat your greens, eat your greens. I'm from Texas, so they were doing collard greens and all this crazy stuff, because they might not have known that by regularly consuming them, that radionucleosides present in foods will be prevented from being absorbed into the body. But what they knew is that it did something metabolically and it kept them healthy. But we have to look at ourselves and we have to look at our kids and how many servings of those cruciferous vegetables are we really getting into them these days. So very, very important. These cruciferous vegetables contain isothiocyanates. I'm not sure if I said that right. Isothiocyanates. These compounds bind to radionuclides like cesium-137, who's heard that theory term, strontium-90, and cobalt-60, and prevent them from being absorbed into the body. In addition, isothiocyanates, have been proven to boost the immune system in an amazing way. So cruciferous vegetables, it's not just grandma You can't just throw that knowledge out the window. You can't throw these things out the window. But unfortunately, in today's society, we kind of forget our history and where we come from. Or maybe it's just not convenient. And so that's another beautiful thing. Purium solves the problem. It takes away the pain of convenience. It takes away the pain of looking at the wasted money for those rotted vegetables sitting in your refrigerator, because it is a low-temperature, dehydrated powder, stabilized. They can just be in your pantry. You just take a scoop of it. You throw it in a smoothie. You throw it in a shaker bottle. Shake it up, and there you go. You have a powerful compound that can bind to radionucleosides like cesium-137, strontium-90, and cobalt-60. So again, you say, well, Dave Sandoval, he's being a little sneaky. He's telling us to do all this stuff, and he's not telling us what it's really doing for us. But it's because 20 years ago we were pounding the pavement, telling everybody all these deep soaps, and nobody cared. So that's why we switched to weight loss. Let's just look great. Let's wear a smaller dress size. And people are now, they're seeing the results. These things are happening in the body, and they're feeling it. And so it's just a really, really awesome thing. Now, another amazing product that we have here at Purium is called Spirulina. And Spirulina is actually in the Power Shake. It's in the Appleberry Power Shake. It is a superfood among superfoods. And so Robin Randolph and her husband, Jeff Randolph, they have actually put together a Purium protocol. A Purium protocol if you are concerned about protecting yourself from radiation. So I'm going to go through it quickly here. Spirulina, we sell Spirulina in the Power Shake. So if you're taking Power Shake, if you're on a transformation, you're getting a daily dose of Spirulina. If you want to add more Spirulina to your diet, we sell straight Spirulina capsules as well as straight Spirulina powder. And the powder is certified organic. And so there is a lot of evidence, whether it be from, I want to say, Chernobyl, if I'm quoting this properly, and other in Belarus, outside in the Ukraine, in the neighboring states of, yes, so where the Chernobyl disaster in 1986, Spirulina was used to help people with the radioactive fallout when the whole area became contaminated with radioactivity. And over 160,000 children and hundreds of thousands of cleanup workers became victims of this radiation poisoning. And so over the years, it's led to birth defects, leukemia, anemia, thyroid disease, many things, and severely compromised immune systems. But the Institute of Radiation Medicine in Minsk, they put together a program by giving these victims of radiation poisoning 5 grams of spirulina for a 45-day period. They measured enhanced immune systems, T cell counts, and reduced radioactive activity. So again, these people who were severely exposed through Chernobyl were given 5 grams of spirulina for just 45 days, and they had enhanced immune systems, more T cell counts, and reduced radioactivity. Spirulina is powerful stuff. I consume it in my daily life, and Dave does too, and I highly recommend everyone does as a way to protect themselves for this unseen thing out there that we really have very little control over, and that being the radioactive particles in the atmosphere. So just one more statistic here on spirulina. It has reduced urine radioactivity, so they're measuring the radioactivity through the urine levels by 50% in only a 20-day time. And so the Institute developed a special program to treat 100 children every 20 days with spirulina. Through this program, health restoration was reported even when radiation sickness was so advanced, oh my goodness, that the children's eyeballs were bulging out of their sockets. The healing occurred even during the presence of radiation contaminated food and water sources. So we're all blessed. We live in North America. We don't have a situation like this, but we do know we're being exposed to low levels. So if we take our power shake, if we add spirulina to a smoothie, we're going to be doing an amazing thing to protect ourselves from those low levels of radiation. Now, chlorella is another wonderful algae. It's the most researched algae in the world, and many studies show it protects against radiation-induced chromosomal damage and has anti-tumor properties. I actually can attest to the anti-tumor properties in my dog. I've actually given three individual dogs that had tumors, chlorella, and the tumor actually opened up out of the dog's body and literally fell out. The vet absolutely could not believe it. So I believe wholeheartedly in the power of chlorella. The chlorella builds the immune system. It detoxifies heavy metals. It normalizes blood sugar, and it balances the body's pH. And so due to the extremely high chlorophyll content, it helps detoxify the liver, bowel, and bloodstream. And we know, and we've been talking about how overloaded our liver is. And when our liver's not functioning properly, we're never going to be able to lose weight. We're never going to achieve the results that we most desire when the liver is bogged down with toxins. So if you're stagnating on a weight loss objective, try some chlorella. Try really using the chlorella to flush out the liver, bowel, and bloodstream and see if you can get to that next level, that next goal that you want to achieve. But again, chlorella is an excellent addition to your radiation defense program. The next protocol is vitamin C. Well, we know that Puria makes the very best natural vitamin C out there on the market. It is called C from Nature, and it is an amazing product, synergistically combined Kamu Kamu, Amla, Rosehip, Acerola. It is a superior source of vitamin C. I can't even say how much superior it is to synthetic sources because your body knows what to do with it. It came from God and Mother Nature. It did not come from a chemist in a laboratory in New Jersey. And so no offense, New Jersey. I just know that most of the vitamin manufacturers are out in the Jersey area. But when your body knows what to do with it, and Albert St. Georgi proved this many, many, many years ago, that with sailors and scurvy, that when they were given synthetic vitamin C alone, it did not work. When they were given citrus and red bell pepper, and they got the vitamin C, the naturally occurring vitamin C, and all the cofactors that to this day have not even all been identified yet. That when they got this perfect food, the scurvy went away. When they got a synthetically combined chemical, it did not. And so that's why we so wholeheartedly believe in whole food vitamin C, and we offer that actually in two sources here at Purium, the C from Nature and the Amla C Plus, which is an amazing product because it's Amla, the whole food vitamin C, and spirulina combined together. So the Amla C Plus is a twofer, basically a two-for-one here on your radiation protection regime. Now we talk about pectin and fiber. And so one of, it opens up here in the book, and it talks about one of the worst radionucleotides contained in fallout is this cesium-137. And so I don't know everything about this. I've just done a bit of research, and the cesium-137 keeps coming up. That's something that most people have heard talked about, whether it's in the internet and the news, just reading it in the papers. But this element chemically mimics calcium and is often found in high levels in milk due to bioaccumulation. Now, do we understand what bioaccumulation means? Basically what it means is, say there's fallout coming from the sky and hitting the earth. Then it's hitting the leaves of these plants that are growing in the earth, and it's in the soil. So there's one level, maybe two levels of accumulation, because the plant is going to take things from the earth, and then you've got this on the plant. Now you have an animal that comes and eats this plant every day. And so the animal is also being exposed, their skin, their breathing, their respiration, they're inhaling it, they're eating it. Now you're getting two or three levels. Now a person comes along and drinks the milk. So we've got like four levels of this bioaccumulation. And it's, if we're not detoxifying ourselves, if we're not grabbing it and excreting it out of the body, it's building up. It's building up and it's building up and it's building up, and it's more like the Richter scale, where it becomes more like a tenfold accumulation instead of just a percent over percent accumulation. So this is something really important. One of the best, so this bioaccumulation is something we need to be aware of, but one of the best ways to remove this cesium-137 that can bioaccumulate in our food, in our food supply, is with pectin. It binds with cesium in the gut and allows it to be easily excreted. Well, what product in Purium has pectin? Well, apples have pectin, and our daily fiber blend has fiber and pectin, and so it can go in there and bind with this cesium-137 to excrete it out of the body. So researchers have given a 25-day pectin food treatment, 5 grams over twice a day, to 160,000 children, and they've been able to decrease, and they've measured this in the children's organs, an average of 30 to 40% over each treatment. So again, if we're doing daily fiber on a daily basis, we're getting some extra help on a daily basis to combat this radiation. Now, I think I'm a little bit over our time, and I super apologize. I'm going to go really quickly through the last three. Astaxanthin. We have a amazing product called Super Xanthan. Astaxanthin is a very potent fat-soluble carotenoid and antioxidant, and it is 50 to 60 times better at free radical scavenging than vitamin C or beta-carotene. This is powerful, powerful stuff. This is exactly what you need to repair tissues and cells that have received oxidative damage. And so this is something that I know Dave Sandoval incorporates in his daily diet or his daily supplement protocol every day as well. Now it moves on to talk about melatonin. Well, we know what product, again, like here's Dave Sandoval being a little sneaky, astaxanthin is in the Athlete's Transformation. Now this melatonin, where do we think that comes from? It comes from a papa cherry. A papa cherry is a naturally occurring source of melatonin. Again, it's the premise. Do you want to take a pill that was made in a laboratory, or do you want to have it naturally occurring from food where your body knows how to synthesize it, how to break it down, how to process it, and utilize it in the most efficient way? So melatonin is considered one of the most important tools for reversing radiation poisoning. It can remove toxic metals such as uranium when taken in conjunction with a fiber, hemp, daily fiber, a papa cherry, nighttime before you go to bed, boom, bam, bing, great combination for excreting these toxins in the morning. It also is proven to be a major scavenger of pro-inflammatory oxygen and nitrogen-based reactive molecules. That's a really fancy scientific way to explain it's a really good antioxidant, which we all know. And it protects cells from the toxic effects of ionizing radiation, promoting immune response and regenerative repair. So if you're looking at this right here, you got spirulina in our power shake. You've got pectin and fiber in the daily fiber. You have melatonin in the apothecary. The transformation, or the product based on the transformation, if you do that on a continuing basis, you've already got three huge components of a radiation protection plan. The last one that we're going to mention here is zeolite, that in cases where amounts of radioactive particles, cesium-137 in the body are extremely high, the inorganic zeolite minerals have been proven to be highly effective. They're microporous crystalline minerals with unique, well-defined structures, and they're negatively charged, so they act like a magnet, and they draw in the toxins. And then in these little honeycomb-shaped molecules, they lock them in, and they don't allow them to escape, and they transport them easily out of the body. So if you are, and I am way over the time and I really apologize, if you are concerned about this unseen thing out there that can compromise our immune system. Now, like again I said, we are blessed. We live in the United States. For the most part, we are doing pretty good compared to other parts of the world. But it is out there. And even being in a better part of town, even being out in the country, you can't control this. It's in the atmosphere. So I urge you, if you're already doing the transformation or the continuation, keep on it. If you feel like you've been exposed or you want to protect yourself even more, add some other things. Add additional spirulina. Add some chlorella. Add some C for nature. Add some astaxanthin, add some zeolite. We have a whole battery of products. We have a whole catalog of products based on the same premise that this doctor did in Japan many, many years ago, where he said a diet low in calories but rich in nutrients will promote cellular repair. That is so true, and it's been proven over, over, and over again. So that's what Purium is all about. That's what all our formulas are based on. And we're so proud to be representing such amazing products, to have such an amazing group of people who share like-minded thoughts about wanting to help the body and help others and lead long lives free of disease. So thank you, everybody, so much for sticking with me. I'm a little long-winded, and it was really fun to be on the call tonight, and I look forward to being back with you soon in the next couple weeks. Dave will be back next week, and until then, have a healthy, happy week. Bye-bye, everybody.